I look at the picture and I keep looking at it, and I don't know where it comes from, really. I write down a thought and then I write down another thought, and eventually I try to put the thing together. But it's entirely my reaction to the painting or the sculpture. It has nothing to do with the artist. I'm not interpreting the artist, or I'm not trying to get into his mind, as it were, or her mind, in order to articulate that. It's just my reaction, and sometimes it's sparked off by the beauty of the painting itself, perhaps the subject matter, or an incident even in the life of the artist suggests some thought, some spiritual thought. Like in the case of Grace Henry, she had a very difficult life and she kept so cheerful in spite of all her difficulties in life. So that impressed me, and I've used that in the end of her painting.
Yeah. I suppose when you use the quote, either the scripture quote or the quote from the poem, it brings to mind the idea that art can have a very spiritual dimension, or that at least people looking at it can be inspired to have a spiritual reflection. Would you think that's the case, that there is a link between spirituality and art?
Well, on the whole, artists are not spiritual people in the sense, religious people, I've put it. In fact, they're the very opposite. But art in itself is something that is not earthly or not commercial. It is something above all of these earthly things, and in that sense it's on a different plane from the level of living, everyday living. And in that sense I think it is spiritual. And also I think that it's the creativity. We are confronted with creativity, and that surely is the we have a part in the creativity of God's creativity. So we marvel at the painting and at the skill of the artist. And I think that lifts one up, in spite of the subject matter sometimes. Now, this could be very tricky at times, because art can be very ugly in its subject matter at times, and at the same time it's beautiful because it's an artistic production.
On that note, do you think artists are trying to communicate something to us, particularly when you talk about the sort of, you know, highlighting maybe uglier aspects of society or life or yes, things that have happened?
Yes.
Are they in some way trying to communicate, or are they just trying to express themselves creatively?
It's a very good question, because I think some artists are conscious of their social obligation. Perhaps better not to mention names, but generally speaking, artists are painting for themselves and trying to express something that's within them, and that it has been sparked off by places or by confreres or by other painters. And I, generally speaking, I don't think they care whether people want to see their pictures or not. On the other hand, art must have an audience, and it's visual art, and it's painting and sculpture, I mean. It's visual, so it needs people to see it. But generally, I think artists paint for themselves, generally.
I think artists probably struggle with that a lot, don't they? Because on the one hand, they paint for themselves. On the other hand, they want their works exhibited, yes, and ideally maybe...
They want a few bob.
A few bob, exactly. They want to make a living from it.
Yes, of course they want to make a living from it, and that's not easy. There's a famous example of Van Gogh, who only sold one painting in his life. And I mean, he could have been a millionaire according to the way his art developed later. So it's a very risky occupation, pursuit. And those who do pursue it can't help it almost. There's instances of artists who took up other jobs. One went to do medicine, somebody else went to do law, somebody else maybe went down to do some other job or another. And they were, in the end, they had to pursue this art. It absolutely craved to be you. I'm putting it very badly, but they, it was within them, and they just found no satisfaction in anything else.
In many ways, a bit like a vocation.
Yes, it is a vocation, I think. It is, to a great extent it is, yeah. It's not going to wield wealth, though some artists have become very wealthy, but it is a vocation. It's something higher than just looking for, than trying to make money.